gathered around the fire. Some are getting first initiation, and some getting second. It is a very monumental step forward in Kali Yuga when someone promises they're going to give up the four pillars of sinful activity all their life. So much of the world's havoc, so much of the upheavals in the world can be alleviated simply if people would actually act like human beings. Human being means one who can control the senses, abstaining from illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. That doesn't make you spiritual, but it makes you a human being who is fixed for further advancement in spiritual life. You may wonder, how can it be done all your life to abstain from these things when they're everywhere present around us? People take them as normal, these sinful activities. The whole economy is built on them. Just think what Melbourne would be like if there were no intoxication, illicit sex, meeting, and gambling. You'd have a completely different place. And these four rules don't make you spiritual. They make you a human being. So how it is that you're going to become spiritual, that's even a step further. And it is that further step that will ensure your ability to follow these four rules throughout your life. The further step means to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra brings you beyond the platform of material abnegation or material denial. Often when unaware persons look at the Krishna conscious lifestyle, they just see abnegation and denial. They don't understand that the devotee of Krishna is being watered by the unlimited ocean of nectar in the form of Krishna's holy name. If these devotees who are taking their vows carefully nurture the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, making that the crest jewel of their life, then indeed they can go the distance in their spiritual life, even amidst Kali Yuga. We require that all the candidates for initiation understand the significance of chanting Hare Krishna. It's a lifetime career, chanting the holy name. It's not something you just do when you're a new devotee until you're initiated. All your life you should conceive as a offering to Krishna in terms of a constant effort to improve the chanting. No matter what ashram you will take up, if you're a brahmachari, you move to grihastha ashram, if you're a grihastha and you move to sannyasa ashram, whatever. The chanting of Hare Krishna has to be the mainstay of your life, and it should have pride of place in your day. Then you can have the spiritual strength and the spiritual taste to conquer over the illusory attractions. Something that's dear to you, something that's important to you, you'll give pride of place in your life. Just like newlyweds or those who want to be newlyweds, they're always trying to show their partner that you have pride of place. You are number one. There is no other. Now, why can't we treat the holy name like that? If we do treat the holy name of Krishna like that, then the holy name will unfold its glories. But if we treat the holy name just as an add-on to our day, now I got so many things to do, I have so many complexities, intricacies, so many negotiations and balancings to transact, And then, oh yeah, it's the Hare Krishna mantra, it's my japa. If you go on like that, where do you expect your love of Krishna will be? How do you expect you'll develop love of Krishna? If you want to show someone affection, first give them some attention. Just like in any relationship, when the person feels, I'm not getting your attention, the person becomes very upset. Why can we not give our attention to the Holy Name? First, you have to organize the physical space of your life. Have a nice place for chanting, which is free from distraction and allurement in terms of getting your mind involved in other activities. If you don't have your physical situation arranged for chanting, how will you ever cope with your mind? First, you have to make sure your physical environment that you chant in is uncluttered and conducive for inviting the Lord to appear as the Holy Name. Obviously, the ideal place is in the temple room in front of Tulsi Devi. This is what Haridas Thakur demonstrated, the Namacharya. The extraordinary potency to be derived just by chanting the holy name of Krishna in the presence of Tulsi Devi. All right, sometimes there are practical circumstances for householders in which they work, they have children. So still, in their home, they should have a peaceful sanctuary spot where they can go for chanting the holy name of Krishna as the main jewel in their life. When Krishna sees you do that, he becomes pleased upon you and he reveals his glories further as the holy name. But if we just commit ourselves to callous and mechanical chanting day after day, month after month, how will we ever make any spiritual advancement? All right, sometimes there are tough periods in which Krishna seems so far away. Sometimes there are good periods when Krishna seems so close. But there has to be commitment to go through all these kinds of periods. In other words, chanting Hare Krishna as a lifetime career, as your profession. Just like in a committed relationship, in spite of whatever ups and downs are there, the persons are committed to being together. So this initiation ceremony shows that there must be commitment in our spiritual execution, regardless of the apparent comings and goings of happiness and distress. We're going to go on with our chanting of Holy Name. If you do like that, and you have received the Holy Name in this succession, it is sure that you will make advancement in Krishna consciousness, and gradually the wonderful world of love of Krishna will start to become known to you. I wonder how many of our devotees here see their whole life as a development in Krishna consciousness, see that their career is chanting the Holy Name. I wonder, are you ready to go through various transformations and developments as you proceed in your spiritual life, all based on, all powered by your chanting? Your chanting is attracting Krishna. That's how we should chant, to attract Krishna. First of all, Krishna is impressed by the fact that, as we said, you made your japa the most important part of your day. You know what to do when you want to make something the most important part of your life. You clear everything out. Everything else out. Everything goes to the side. This is it. This is what we focus on. Just like, for example, I was talking to one devotee who was preparing for marriage, and she was telling me how, well, you know, the man has to feel that he's number one and there's never been any other and there never will be any other. All right, so that's how we should treat the holy name of Krishna. Always number one. then Krishna will become pleased. Because the holy name is a person. Krishna is a person, the holy name is a person. Nam Prabhu. You can judge your future in Krishna consciousness by how much attention you're paying to Nam Prabhu, the holy name of Krishna. If you can view your whole life as development and chanting, then you'll see the rest of your spiritual life expand from your japa. And that'll give you great dedication and confidence. Yes, there'll be times when it seems it's so difficult to chant properly. I've got so many duties and responsibilities. Mothers with children often say, oh, it's impossible. It is possible, but sometimes you need to show great determination. And Krishna is pleased by that. Suppose someone showed great determination in paying attention to you, even when it was a little bit inconvenient for them. How would you feel? Yes, this is what it's all about. Very good. Even in spite of inconvenience, this person is focusing upon me. Very good. Right? So why is it that we become upset if there's some difficult circumstances which make our chanting a little harder? It's a time when you can show your dedication to Krishna. And the circumstances won't always be like that. Krishna is the most expert lover, so he knows how to see where you're at. He wants to see, are you just, you know, talking big words and no action? Of course, you may say, why would the Supreme Personality of Godhead want to test our love? What's in it for him? He's already got everything. Might just leave us alone, or else give us Krishna consciousness automatically in a machine-like way, and let it go with that. But Krishna is indeed the most expert lover. Therefore, he knows how to produce the voluntary giving from you. And that is what bhakti is all about. The voluntary giving of your heart. Krishna knows how to get that. He doesn't want the mechanical stuff. Just like you don't want mechanical love. Krishna will accept it in the beginning, knowing that the mechanical execution of bhakti yoga will purify you and establish you so that your heart, your spiritual heart, opens and you can voluntarily begin to offer things to Krishna with affection. If you are interested in the wonderful world of bhakti, then you take the holy name as your mainstay through thick and thin. Lifetime career of chanting Hare Krishna. And you try to get others to chant Hare Krishna with attention. Preaching the glories of the holy name to devotees is a very wonderful thing. Krishna becomes very pleased. As I've said often, sometimes it's the chanting of Hare Krishna that's the weakest part of our day. We call ourselves Hare Krishnas, but sometimes we're not so good about chanting Hare Krishna. What if you're walking down, let's say, Swanson Street, and some passerby calls out to you, Hare Krishna! Immediately you become happy. Yes, yes, that's us! Hare Krishna! But then what happens when japa time comes? Or your mind immediately takes off for 2 hours to the far-off corners of the universe. Or you mumble your japa while doing other things, you know, action japa. I know no one here does that. So if you're serious about the holy name, Krishna will take you seriously. If you just want to go through the motions in your Krishna consciousness, well, that's the effect you'll get. And then you'll wonder, where's all this love of Krishna everyone's talking about? It is not automatic. Krishna is too much of an expert, a lover, to give anything automatically. He knows how to produce the greatest loving exchanges. So we wish that all of you will seriously chant the holy name of Krishna and help others to seriously chant the holy name of Krishna. husbands and wives should inspire each other to keep the holy name as the number one thing in their life. Friends in Christian houses should inspire each other. Leaders in Krishna consciousness should inspire the devotees to take the holy name seriously. We should know that Krishna wants to give us more, but we have to show that we're ready. And we show we're ready, first of all, by chanting nicely. Atat Sri Krishna Namadi, Padma Purana says. No one can understand the name, form, qualities, and pastimes with material intelligence. Namavet Kayamindra. But Sevan Mukhihi Jivado, by practicing devotional service beginning with the tongue, what happens? By chanting Hare Krishna, tasting food that's offered to Krishna, Swayameva Sprajita, certainly Eva, the glories of the Lord will become manifest. And how do the glories of the Lord become manifest? Namadi, Atat Sri Krishna Namadi. First the holy name, then Adi, the other features of Krishna follow. Name, then form, then quality, then pastime. So if you haven't gotten to the Nama stage, then what's the question of form, qualities, and pastime? In the age of Kali, the holy name is the gateway for deeper Krishna realization. Naturally, if your service attitude is very keen, then you can more easily chant Hare Krishna. The two feed upon each other. That's why it's stated in the Bhagavatam, first canto, Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyamaha Sevaya Vipra. By rendering service to the great souls, you get Vasudeva Kataruchi. You get the ruchi, the taste for talking about Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna. And by talking about Lord Krishna, you get the taste for service. So this is how to have a full life in Krishna consciousness. Service and talks about Krishna's glories, the vibration of Krishna's glories. That makes for a full career in Krishna consciousness. Now you have to analyze your day and see how much that is there. The Vasudeva Katha and the Seva. San Mahat Sevaya Brah. That's how you should arrange your lifestyle. And if you start feeling a little bit like you're sliding backwards in Krishna consciousness, like you aren't as sharp as you used to be, and things have become a bit foggy, all you have to do is step up your chanting to another level, and you'll see the difference. Just like athletes say, pick up my game another notch. So, similarly, devotees, you should know that it'll be a lifetime career picking up your chanting to another notch. Krishna knows how to bring you forward to Him. So sometimes Krishna can make it appear. Oh, you're not as sharp in Krishna consciousness as you used to. You're not getting that same taste. Krishna can do that in order to cause you to move forward quicker. Or sometimes it's just due to our own negligence and neglect that we feel that way. Something else takes the center of our life. Our material desires, our material programs take center stage, and the holy name gets pushed to the side or even off the stage as we immerse ourselves in the quote-unquote real world. The real world is the world of divine qualities, divine reciprocation. That's the real world. The real world is not the rat race of economics and politics, all for someone's lusts. The real world is the place of our highest spiritual aspirations. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is your key to the real world. Be mindful of the 10 offenses when you chant. Beg Krishna, please give me a future in offenseless chanting of the holy name. Don't think it's impossible. If you keep asking, Krishna will give. And what is this tiny lifetime? Is it too much to dedicate to Krishna? This tiny lifetime of a few years? Just look at your lifetime practically and see. You're only going to be around for a few decades. Don't be fooled by the feeling of Maya that, oh, you've got so much time. Time is crawling. You've got this immense expanse of time ahead of you. What are you going to do with it all? You've got plenty of time to waste because there's such a huge expanse of time known as your lifetime. No, don't be fooled in that way. Sacrifice this one life for your highest self-interest, for Krishna's pleasure, and Krishna will reward you beyond what you can imagine. All right? We'll be oldest practitioner of Krishna consciousness. Elizabeth's young spiritual. when did you start your full Krishna consciousness training? He's old. Okay. Come up. When you come up, say your pranam mantra out loud for your spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada. You can come over here and other way.
No.
Rajesh has just arrived here a month ago from India, where he spent many years, 14 years in the Gurukula, 12 years in the Gurukula, in Mayapur, or Vrindavan, Mayapur. Now, the sociological outcome of the Gurukula these days is that most graduates choose to be congregational members and that their main focus would be getting jobs and families, which is all right, and a lesser intense focus on their spiritual development. So Rajesh is described by devotees in Mayapur as a special one who chose that he wants to be a full-time staff member in Krishna consciousness. So we're very happy that he's doing that. I met him a few years ago, and the Gurukula staff presented him to me saying, well, he wasn't there when they said that. They said, he's been studying you for a few years. Then Rajesh asked if he could travel with me in the world. I told him, that's a little difficult. You have to be moving pretty quickly. Also, so many visa problems for a person from India to move quickly from one country to another. But I suggested that he to come here to Melbourne and assist in the devotional activities here. I asked him to learn some skills, playing harmonium, rotunda, cooking, counting also, so that he could be of value in the temple. As Krishna would have it, he could not get his passport and visa immediately because of bureaucratic complexities in India and his own lack of knowledge of the bureaucratic complexities in India. Fooled anybody about. So he had the good fortune of being able to stay at the Chaupati temple for 1 year.
Yes.
Which did him immense good. And helped to consolidate him. I'm very grateful to the Chaupati staff for taking him in. And he got to live with the fired up brahmachari there. So now, recently he has come. Learning how to be a staff member here at the temple and assisting in many services. I'm very happy that Aniruddha and his wife, Chintarupa, have taken a liking to him. Chintarupa has adopted him. So he's very fortunate. Looking out for him. Now you are how old? 19 years old. So that means you're like 7 years old, you. Seven or so?
You.
Five or six. Let's think if you started your Krishna consciousness when you were five or six. So we'll ask all the Vaishnavas to please give your blessings to be active and dynamic Krishna service. Always hungry for service and eager to serve all the Vaishnavas. All right. What are the ordering principles?
Non-meditating, non-intoxication, non-lucid, and non-gambling.
What do I do?
Chant 6 miles every day.
Mm. All right. Aniruddha Prabhu has informed me. Rajesh was born on Balaram's appearance day. So, it would be nice to get some name reference. Usually I don't do that, but because of Aniruddha's intercession. Due to his powerful tejas, I'm becoming fluent. And because his mother was adopted and is under his wife and so forth. We want to flourish in Vaishnava relations, and we want to glorify all the relationships of Vaishnavas. I think alright. So you don't want to be Rajesh? Actually, the Shastra says at the time of initiation your name must change. Even those who were born with Sanskrit names are invalid. The Shastra says it should change, at least to some degree. I was thinking maybe Raja Rajeshwar. Rajesh Vareshvara. But in honor of the request that because he was born on Balaram's appearance day, think of something in relation to Lord Balaram. So, your name is Krishna Graja. That means Krishna Graja Das. Means Krishna Graja means the elder brother of Krishna. That's what we call it. That is Krishna Graja Das. All right, who's the second oldest devotee?
Okay, Elizabeth.
All you have to say your mantras out loud. All right, here you are. You made it. Now, Adiruddha was telling me he seems to remember you at going to Govardhan festivals many, many years ago. Is that so? What year?
Since
96 you started. Oh, okay. He thought he might have remembered you from it. All right. Elizabeth's from the Brisbane area, and all the devotees in the temple there know she's a very saintly lady. She has a very supportive husband who supports her in her Krishna conscious endeavors and actually does so much to make those endeavors possible. And she has two children. She tries her best to teach them Krishna consciousness. She's always, as long as I know her, that's true. 5 years, she's always had a simple devotion about her that endears her to all the devotees. We're very happy that she's making this step forward. And we ask all the devotees to bless her and her Krishna consciousness. Blossom even more. Greet her husband who works so hard and to support her Krishna conscious endeavor. Please also thank him for me. Where is he? Ah, oh, man, okay. He'll get the credit for her service. That's his way of pleasing Krishna. He even reminds his wife, are you chanting? He brings the family to the temple a little bit, a bit away. A materialistic man would say, this is a bit inconvenient, you know, why do we have to go to this place? But he's always ready to serve his wife's spiritual advancement. Of course, we're hoping that one day he'll also. But we're confident, we know for a fact that he's getting much credit from his wife. All right, what other four regular principles?
No meeting, no intoxication, no innocence.
What to always do?
All right.
We're going to give you a name of Srimati Radharani. The name means that Radharani is the mistress of Krishna's life energy. She's the Lord of Krishna's life energy. So, your name is Praneshwari. Say out loud. What is it? You have to say your mantra out loud. Abhishek or Kathy? All right. All adopting cats has been associated with this temple for a couple of years now. Actually, in the beginning, she was the only young lady, so it was a little difficult, but she stuck it out. And now she has an association with too many young ladies. And I think she's understanding that whether there's none around or many around, she has to be Krishna conscious. You know, to go on with her Krishna consciousness. She's known for her steady and simple service. She tries to reach out to others. She takes Krishna consciousness very seriously. She actually studies the books also. And she sings very nicely. Our programs. We ask that you will give her your blessing, because she has a wonderful, creative Krishna consciousness. Very soft-hearted, very modest. She's a very good follower for everyone to have, especially for her. What are the four regulars? These young ladies who are at the temple, they have a very nice opportunity to work under Achintya Rupa. As long as I know that they are under her care, I don't worry so much. Otherwise, not only material fathers, but spiritual fathers have a tendency to worry about their daughters. I'm very thankful that Rupa takes some nice care of these ladies. Of course, not only the ladies, but she's omnipresent. As Aniruddha says, she's always on the ramparts looking for him. I'm very pleased with Kat's devotional attitude and her simplicity of heart and purity of heart. Sometimes it's a little too hard on herself. Encouraging her to focus her energies on serving Krishna.
All right.
They're going to give you a name from the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there are three different potencies. One potency is Padini Shakti, by which Krishna makes the bliss of the spiritual world available. The crest jewel of the Padini Shakti, of course, is Srimati Vaishnava. Then there's another potency, Samvit potency, by which Krishna makes knowledge, divine knowledge available. And then there's the potency by which Krishna makes the entire spiritual existence of the spiritual world available. These three potencies correspond to Sat, Chit, and Ananda. We're going to give her the name of the potency of Krishna by which the spiritual world is maintained. Sandini Shakti. Everyone knows Abhishek and his brother came to Australia from Calcutta to go to university. Yes. And in the process of doing that, they became serious about Krishna consciousness. Yes. It's interesting how many of our devotees of Indian background, when they were in India, they were not knowing so much about Krishna consciousness. But when they come to the West, then they become serious about Krishna consciousness. Because some other came to the Prabhupada's temples and felt the need to become serious about the spiritual life. Everyone knows about Abhishek's humble demeanor. Both he and his brother, their guides and memories of just devotional community. Many of you do not know how so many of these young devotees from India, they're going to university and working at the same time, jobs of many hours, showing great determination. And we want that determination is also there in Krishna consciousness. A good rule of thumb in your Krishna conscious endeavors is that at least as much as you struggled and tried in the material world, at least you should do that much for Krishna, at least that much. Certainly more. So in the future, we look forward to high-powered devotional service from Abhishek. What other foreign? What do always do? Your name is Bhagavat Katha. Bhagavad Gita talks about the Supreme Personality of God. Those who are getting second initiation, you can come at 12:00 p.m.